Weed Whackers buzzed as Jim McDermott, the new operations manager, walked around the grounds where 207 out of the 212 booth spaces were booked. McDermott has a background in management and ran for an Alaska House seat. He's part of the mostly new staff running the fair this year. They were hired by a mostly new fair association board, and they recruited mostly new volunteers. McDermott was hired in the spring and is a relentless cheerleader for the fair.
The team has fun. We love what we're doing, and we can't wait to put on a show for our community, and we hope they love it.
The new personnel of the Tanana Valley Fair Association have spent the spring and summer in community outreach and recruitment, trying to heal mistrust and bust some myths about how the fair is run. In his non-air-conditioned office, the new executive director, Blake Matray, who is also a recent hire and is also enthusiastic, says they have been using Facebook and YouTube videos to get this message across.
The Tanana Valley State Fair is a 501c3 nonprofit association. The fair essentially is put on for the community by a bunch of people from the community who come together to form the Tanana Valley State Fair Association.
Matray is the fourth fair boss since 2016, including two who stepped up to manage after their predecessors resigned. He inherited some leftover negativity. In 2013, there was a falling out between the fair organization and Golden Wheel Amusements, who had provided the Midway Carnival rides for almost four decades. Golden Wheel accused the fair of breaching its contract. The dispute was settled in 2015, but the fair has not asked Golden Wheel to return, and that company now runs a competing summer carnival in Fairbanks. This year it's at the Carlson Center and will overlap with the first 3 days of the fair. For the last 4 years, Canada-based A1 Midway has provided the carnival rides.
We've got really good rides with A1 Midway here. They've been working on trying to bring some new rides up for this year, so there'll be a little bit of a different look to it.
2 years ago, two musicians were stopped in the middle of their act and asked to leave by managers when some fairgoers erroneously assumed the musicians' song lyrics contained profanity and advocated violence. Some of the facts of the incident were shared widely on social media and caused distrust between the community and fair management. McDermott says the fair has a new entertainment coordinator and the whole association learned from the event.
We understand we have a history. Some has been phenomenal and we've had a few hiccups too. It could have been handled with a little bit more finesse, yes. And we're going to do better, and we're going to keep getting better.
Matray says quality entertainment is a high priority for the new staff.
Little River Band is coming on August 9th on what is also Canned Food Day. Then we've got four other major concerts. We've got a band from California. We've got an R&B singer from Anchorage. We have Marty Brown from Nashville. And then we've got an up-and-coming country star named Austin Burke. It's coming up to open on Friday night the 3rd.
About 90,000 people visit the fair each year. The Tanana Valley State Fair began in 1924, making it the oldest fair in Alaska. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.